Well, I have some St. Louis big band and other sounds. I'm old Charlie Manese here behind the microphone. We'll be here until midnight with some music that we hope somewhere along the line we can make your evening happier. This is an old one that I've been wanting to do for a while because I've been doing some Artie Shaw Gramercy 5 records in a course that I just completed out of the JCCA, and somebody asked me if a record made by the Tommy Dorsey Clambake 7 ever sold a million. And I said, well, if it happened, it happened to this one right here.
Customer's chorus, and we want you all to join in lightly on this last refrain.
Oh, I blow through here, the music goes round and around, whoa, 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 and it comes up here. Now you push the first valve down, the music goes down and around, whoa, 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 and it comes up here. Now push that middle valve down, hear the music go down and around, below, 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 whoa, 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 whoa. Listen to the jazz come out. Push that other valve down, all the music goes round and around, whoa, 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 and it comes up here.
I remember that when that came out, 1935. I sure do. It was on every jukebox, and it was written by Riley and Farley and Hogson. And we have a sheet music copy of that framed, hanging on our dining room wall at home. It's just a sort of an insignia of that era. The Clambake 7 was Tommy Dorsey's small group, just as the Gramercy 5 was Artie Shaw's. And, of course, you know that Benny Goodman had the trio, quartet and the sextet and the octet and the septet and all the rest of those tets. So the music goes round and around. That was our opening tonight. I've had several calls recently about a singer out of Chicago and other places. His name was Art Jarrett. He was a good singer, and he substituted for several band leaders when they became ill and so forth, and he did get his name into the books for immortality, and this was the theme song that Art Jarrett used. Art Jarrett, and everything's been done before. No vocal there. I'm not certain whether that was his theme song or not. I didn't bring my theme song book down here today, so I can't verify it, but I'll have it. Don't lose any sleep over it out there, folks. Don't get mad at old Cactus. Old Cactus wants to thank a lot of other people for those 76 birthday cards. I was simply flooded with them this year, and I appreciate it very much. We have been mighty busy. We did an elder hostel, and we did a getaway down at YMCA of the Ozark, and the Gateway City Blue Knights were there for the getaway under the direction of Jim Bolin, and we had some people dancing there, and it was just wonderful. And I did a feature on the music of Glenn Miller, and so it went just fine. This is something from Hoagie Carmichael. I thought it would tie in with the Thanksgiving theme a little bit, and it's a tune that Hoagie wrote, I'm not sure the year that he wrote it, but he called it Down to Uncle Bill. And it's actually a collaboration between the great Johnny Mercer and Hoagie Carmichael. Down to Uncle Bill's.
when the wind begins to blow and then the whistling in the lock. Winter's rolling in. There's a butter churn a-going and a turkey on the block. Down where the hills begin, come the first snappy weather, folks will get together. Down to Uncle Bill's, down among the hills, there'll be all kinds of cousins arriving by the dozens. Down to Uncle Bill's, down among the hills, table set and you can bet that everyone will get lots of turkey. 40 pounds! Then we'll smoke and talk and joke and laugh until we choke when the cider comes round. All the kids will be helping for a second helping. Down to Uncle Bill's, down among the hills. Well, it looks like snowing. I guess we'll soon be going down to Uncle Bill's once more. Down to Uncle Bill's, down among the hills. Well, it looks like snowing. I guess we'll soon be going down to Uncle Bill's.
Wow, I didn't realize that. That's from a 1944 show that features the talents of Johnny Mercer and Hoagie Carmichael. Down to Uncle Bill's. Little Thanksgiving-like theme in there, and that's why I thought we'd offer it on this post-Thanksgiving weekend. I'm Charlie Manise, and these are Big Band and Other Sounds, and I'll be back in a couple of hemi-demi-semi. Well, I've had a record here by one of our better St. Louis pianists for a couple of weeks, but unable to scheduled it in. Walter Parker, my good buddy, on another radio station, he told me about this record by Pat Joyce, and the next day a copy of it was on the back porch table at my house. Pat Joyce is one of our busy pianists. He plays with several groups. He's affiliated with Webster University. He has studied in Europe, and he has a full command of the jazz idiom, and I love to hear him play, but I also love to watch him play. And in his new album, he concludes with a couple of fine songs. I think Walter concluded with these, and I'm going to do the same thing. Little Rock Getaway is the first one, and then Autumn Leaves. Thank you. doesn't he play nice? He's one of ours, folks. He's one of those that I use in a lecture that I call St. Louis Jazz Exports. Pat Joyce, by request, is the name of the album. And some of the other tunes in here, there's an Ellington medley, and there's a Gershwin medley, and Memory, you remember that, I think that's from Cats, and then An Affair to Remember, Send in the Clowns, A Solace, that's one of the great, by the ragtime composer of a good many years ago down at Sedalia. And then, Maple Leaf Rag, his record is there, his tune is there also. So, Pat Joyce, by request. And I recommend that you can get it at your nearest store. It's well worthwhile. Pat Joyce. I have Roger Brand here on the controls with me today, doing all of the button twisting and all that. I've worked with Roger before. Charlie Manese, Roger Brand, big bands and some other sounds, and we'll be back in a jiffy. Well, here we are back again, and a couple of days ago, Jim Boland and I were sitting with some friends down at the YMCA of the Ozarks talking about singers and warblers and chanteuses and all that sort of thing. And Jim and I got off on the subject of David Allen, A-L-L-Y-N. He's a favorite singer of the both of us, and the other people weren't too familiar with the name David Allen, and David is back singing again. May come to Just Jazz here in St. Louis, I understand. And I got to thinking about some of the wonderful work that David Allen had left us on records, and here is an example.
I'm sitting on top of the world, just rolling along, just rolling along. I'm quitting the blues of the world, just singing a song, just singing a song. Glory, hallelujah, I just phoned the preacher. Hey, preach, get ready to call. Just like Humpty Dumpty, I'm going to fall. I'm sitting on top of the world, just rolling along, just rolling along. I'm sitting on top of the world. Quitting the blues of the world. Glory, hallelujah, I just phoned the preacher. Hey, preach, get ready to call. Just like Humpty Dumpty, I'm having a ball. I'm swinging on top of the world, just rolling along, just rolling along. Thank you.
while David Allen sitting on top of the world, and then with Gordon Jenkins.